What we know about Jesus, we mostly know from the Bible. So we're going to spend a few minutes just looking at a couple of verses from the Bible. I don't know what sort of music you like to listen to. We've heard some singing this morning. I wonder if you've come across an American vocal group called Boys to Men. Here they are. They sold 60 million albums. And a few years ago, they released an album called Christian Interpretations, which included a song, It's Going to Be a Why Christmas. Not a white Christmas, a why Christmas. It's going to be a why Christmas. And the song lyrics asked, since God loves us, since we're rejoicing, since this is Christmas, why is there suffering? Why is there loneliness? Why am I unemployed? And they were basically saying, these are the questions we ought to be asking at Christmas time. These are the questions we ought to ask. That was the message. I want to ask a much more fundamental question than that. I want to ask, why Christmas at all? Why Christmas at all? If you go and ask the man or woman in the street what Christmas is for, they're probably going to say to you, well, having a holiday, maybe eating and drinking, usually too much, maybe time with the family, although sometimes that ends up in family rows, maybe presents, maybe shopping, although often it ends in spending too much or getting into debt. But are these things really Christmas? Why Christmas? What's Christmas really all about? Well, here's a summary of Christmas from the Bible in just a couple of verses. When the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law that we might receive the full rights of sons. I want us to look very briefly at these verses and ask three questions about Christmas. First one is, why did Jesus come then? Second one is, why did Jesus come as a man? And the third one, what did Jesus come to do? So the first question, why did Jesus come then? I think we're all aware that the world is not as it should be. The tragedy of mankind started right back in the Garden of Eden when the first man and woman rebelled against God and tried to live their lives without him. But Jesus didn't come in Eden. It took centuries and centuries for us as men as women and women to learn through bitter experience that we couldn't put things in the world right for ourselves. And then God entered into a relationship with the Israelites, with the Jews in Old Testament days. But Jesus didn't come then. Men and women wouldn't have understood what Jesus was doing. But God gave them the Old Testament sacrificial system that pictured what Jesus would do as sacrificial animals were put to death in the place of guilty men and women. We read in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that God scattered the nations and confused their languages to frustrate their plans against him. But Jesus didn't come until most of the known world was sharing a common language and linked by good communications and roads. The Roman Empire, when the gospel, the good news, could spread easily and be heard. So the human race had to wait thousands of years until the moment when God's perfect timing arrived. When the time had fully come, God sent his son. When God had brought about the culture where it was possible for Jesus to be born and people to hear about him and understand who he was and what he did. Why did Jesus come then? Because that was God's perfect timing, God's right time. Now, maybe you're here with us this Christmas and you're not yet a Christian. Maybe you come from a non-Christian family. Maybe you come from overseas from a non-Christian culture. Maybe you've just been sort of avoiding thinking about spiritual things. Well, maybe you need to ask this Christmas, what is the right time for me? Is this the Christmas I need to sort out my relationship with God? Has the time come for me? So our first question, why did Jesus come then? Here's the second question. Why did Jesus come as a man? Why did Jesus come as a man? You think about Jesus' life on earth. How extraordinary that God from all eternity should have stepped into time and history. God who made everything chose in Jesus to become part of his creation. Someone has said, Jesus is the only shepherd who has also been a sheep. And because he knows what it's like to be a sheep, he can say, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Jesus was weary at the well, hungry in the desert, angry in the temple, weeping at the graveside, asleep in the boat, thirsty on the cross. He had compassion on the crowds. He was betrayed by one he'd chosen. He had to live with death threats. He was bowed down with sorrow and distress as he waited to go to the cross. In every point, he was tempted as we are, the Bible says, but was without sin. Jesus was the perfect man. You see, in the creation, at the beginning of everything, man was made in God's image. At the first Christmas, God was made in man's image. God came as a man, except he had no sin. Someone has said, my biggest problem with Jesus is that he came to earth and acted like he owned the place. But he did. He did own the place. Jesus owns everything. Jesus is God. The carol says, our God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man. Why did Jesus come as a man? To identify with us in our humanity and to be one of us. I don't know what's going on in all your lives. I don't know some of you at all. I don't know your joys and your sorrows, your anxieties, your fears, but Jesus does. He's fully a man and he's fully God. Here's a verse in the Bible that tells us about Jesus. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way just as we are, but was without sin. Jesus was perfect. He didn't rebel against God. Why did Jesus come then? It was God's perfect timing. Why did Jesus come as a man? So that he could identify with us, perfectly represent us. Be one of us. And then our third question. What did Jesus come to do? What did Jesus come to do? Here's what our verses said. Jesus came to redeem those under law that we might receive the full rights of sons. Jesus came, the verse says, to redeem us. It means to buy our freedom, to buy our freedom from guilt, our freedom from condemnation, our freedom from hell. Jesus stepped in to take God's punishment for us, for our rebellion against God. Jesus stepped in to merit God's favor for us. All Jesus' righteousness is ours if we put our faith in him. God's Son Jesus was born in our human line, so that we might be reborn in his glorious line, as our verse said, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Why did Jesus come then? It was God's perfect timing. Why did Jesus come as a man? So he could perfectly represent us in life and death. What did Jesus come to do? He came to redeem us. He came to set us free. So how should we respond this Christmas? If you're a Christian, surely the right thing is to respond with deep gratitude to God for his indescribable gift. That's, I guess, why we give Christmas presents, isn't it? To picture this gift of gifts, this greatest gift of all, God's Son given to us as a man. If I was to be honest, I would say the only thing I didn't like about Christmas when I was a child was having to write thank you letters for the presents I received. I wonder if that's you too. It's quite embarrassing to remember that now. How rude, how lazy, how ungrateful I must have been. Well, let's be sure, if we're Christians this year, let's be sure that we thank God for the gift, the greatest gift of all gifts, the gift of all gifts, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're here this morning and you're not yet a Christian, my hope, my prayer, is that this might be the Christmas, this might be the moment when you're able to answer that question for the first time. Why Christmas? When you grasp for the first time that Jesus came for you, that Jesus came to die in your place, that Jesus came to live a perfect life for you. And that would be the best Christmas ever for you. Doesn't matter what other presents you've got. Look at all these parcels sitting here. I don't know what's in any of these. But as James showed us from his presents from childhood, these things don't last. The greatest gift, the gift of all gifts, was God's gift to us, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here and you're looking into Christianity, there's a table at the door there that has some literature on it. If you'll read it, just pick it up. There's no charge. We'd be delighted for you to take it away. We have a service this evening in Bluecoat School, about a mile from here, a traditional service of carols and a Christian message. And there will be mulled wine after that one. And we'd be delighted if you came for that. Our normal services are at 10:30 and 6 in here in the Octagon, Sunday by Sunday. And we'd be delighted to have you with us any Sunday.